You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a forest? At first glance, it would seem pretty straightforward. A bunch of trees. And that does work. My Merriam-Webster dictionary defines a forest as a thick growth of trees and bushes that covers a large area. After that, it becomes a matter of terminology. An ecologist might describe a forest based on its biome due to climate. A botanist might describe it on the types or species of trees. For our purposes, we'll describe three main types of forests. They're accepted by scientists as one way to analyze and understand this broad grouping of plants and are based on latitude. We'll start at the equator, the warmest part of the Earth, where there's direct sunlight year-round. Here you get tropical forest. You might think of it as jungle or rainforest, but you can have tropical forest at high elevations in the cloud zone and not be near the equator. And you can have tropical forest along the edges of continents, like Northwest US. Again, not near the equator. So rainforest is really based on the amount of rainfall. A lot of it. And even though rainforest might have a rainy season and a dry season, it doesn't really have a cold winter. Next type of forest is called temperate forest. It's typically found in mid-latitudes. Tree types can be those that have broad leaves, which fall off the tree in drought or cold. This is called deciduous temperate forest. Some broadleaf types keep their leaves all year. It's called evergreen. Some evergreen forest is coniferous, with needle-like leaves. And finally, our third broad category of forest, it's called boreal forest, and is found before you get to the Earth's north and south poles. It's also called taiga, spelled T-A-I-G-A. This forest is mostly evergreen and has opposite characteristics of tropical forest. Boreal forest is cold and has little precipitation. Forests have layers. The emergent layer makes up the tallest trees. The canopy layer is the next one down and is made of a majority of the treetops. Below that is the understory, short trees and bushes. And finally, the forest floor, made of leaves and logs. Try this tree activity with your family. You might want to do it outside on newspaper or wear rubber gloves. Next time you're hiking in a forest, scoop up a bucket of the forest floor material. And then, at home, separate the different materials, leaves, nuts, twigs, bugs. Explore a bit. See what's living and what's dead. Well, we've just learned a little bit about forest. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.